Good morning, everyone, and welcome to this morning's morning update from July the 9th, 2021. My name is David Clark, and I'm an analyst here at NASDAQ Dorsey Wray. And really, what we saw notably within most of the market action yesterday was pullbacks. Many of the equity indices pulled back with yesterday's action. In fact, when we look at just the performance from yesterday's action in total, crude was pretty much the only thing up in positive territory. Crude CL forward slash is the symbol there, was up over 1% with yesterday's action. As noted, even equities on the international front and commodities were pretty much flat. Gold was slightly in negative territory, and then all U.S. equity indices were either down pretty much 50 basis points or more, with the S&P equal weight being down over 1%. So what that caused on many of these charts is sell signals to occur. For the S&P 500, broke a double bottom at 43.10, fell to the 42.90 level, returns into a sell signal for the first time since May after giving four consecutive buy signals. So, seeing some potential exhale here. I mean, it's not without the possibility of maybe even pulling back towards the middle of the trading band here at 4,200, just of the idea of mean reversion. But, it'll just be an idea of keeping an eye on where this potentially falls. So, elsewhere within the equity index charts, we saw RUI has actually now initiated a shakeout pattern after forming that double top there at 24.50. It fell to give a sell signal at 24.25 and fell all the way to 24.10. But this actually initiates what's a shakeout pattern. From here, the action point for the shakeout pattern, for any potential Russell 1000 or in general, the action point for the shakeout pattern is going to be a reversal here into a column of X's at 24.25. And then from there, the pattern will be complete with a triple top break at 24.55. In this case, would be also all-time highs for Russell 1000. So also another chart to keep an eye on. As we've been talking about a little bit over the past few weeks, the Russell 2000 continues to, it's given three consecutive buy signals, but now it's violated that support there at 22.32, which was the low from last month. We're now trading at levels that we haven't seen since May. Ultimately, in May, we got down into this 2100 level and we were able to get a rebound off in a nice rally. In this case, it's sort of a, kind of continuing to keep an eye on wait and see. We may start to evaluate some of your small cap positions, as we noted before, understand where potential stops you may have, where bullish support lines may be violated, so on and so forth. And just sort of, know where you stand in terms of the small cap deterioration that we've been seeing in the near term. So with that in mind, we've actually seen some jockeying around, not only within Dolly as far as mid cap growth moving up to that third position, overtaking small cap blend in Dolly with this week's action. But we've seen a lot of action on the asset class group scores page, namely from these three growth groups. And the reason we bring those up now and today is because if you notice, small growth, large growth, and mid-cap growth all rank right in order when you look at the U.S. styles view on the asset class group scores page. Small growth still has above that four score line, while mid-cap growth and small and large cap growth are just below that four score line. And looking at the history of the scores here, as we noted, here's where we are, all pretty much jockeying around that four score line. This isn't all too dissimilar to where we were in November of 2020, where these three groups were continuing to jockey for a position at that time close to the five score line. Ultimately, we saw notable separation between these as large cap growth, really became the laggard through, and developed to be the laggard through the first 2 months of the year. Ultimately, now, really since March, we've seen, really since kind of this dip in March, we've seen this leadership change begin to narrow for small caps. And ultimately, now we are where we are at, where we're both mid cap and large caps are just right behind that small cap growth. So when we look at just growth overall, we've seen some positives out of, that mid and large cap growth group. So it's kind of a wonder where we sit with growth overall. Well, yesterday's action, we saw the bullish percent for all growth stocks, which is going to be a list of about 3,800 stocks. reversed down to a column of O's at 58%. It is worth bearing in mind that the bullish percent for blend as well as bullish percent for value stocks actually have already been in a column of O's this month. And at this point, growth was the last one to do it. So we've seen bullish percent for growth now reverse down to that 58% level. Note that at its near term peak, it got up to 74%. So it's rare that we really see it kind of push up to the 70% level. But we've seen this reverse down. It's now at 58%. And ultimately, it's just an idea that you're seeing some of these growth stocks give sell signals. And with a day like yesterday, that's not all too surprising to see. As we've noted in many cases, if your positions are giving sell signals, be sure to evaluate, be sure to develop a game plan for at what levels, here's the action, at what price level, if this is violated, here's the action I'm going to be able to take. So that's really a lot of what we're trying to preach right now. And when we, take a little bit of a deeper dive more into kind of large cap growth, small cap growth, mid cap growth conversation, we actually see that the bullish trend for large cap growth still remains in the column of X's. It is worth bearing in mind that it is very close to reversing down, as its reading last night was right in that 70% level. But when we look elsewhere, at mid cap growth, as well as when we flip over to small cap growth, mid cap growth, bullish percent, BP, MCG reversed down with yesterday's action and actually fell to the 60% level after being at 70%. So, we saw a notable shift in mid cap growth stocks with yesterday's action. Additionally, the bullish percent for small cap growth has been in a column of O's, added one more yesterday. At this point, you're seeing less than 50% of all small cap growth stocks on point and figure buy signals. So again, adding to that weight of the evidence that we're seeing that participation wane from the small cap area. So just being sure to keep an eye on where you may be looking to potentially exit exposure there, or how you may look to reallocate exposure from that small cap space. So with that, we've continued to see some jockeying within the growth realm. Large and mid cap on a relative basis have shown some near term improvement. In many cases, we saw stocks yesterday, turn south just for a nice exhale that many probably have been expecting in some ways for some time, as many of the equity indices have charged to new all-time highs on multiple days and on consecutive days. So if any case that, clientele calling in asking about what's going on, this is much more of an exhale as we breathe it right now, exhale of a breather, as we view it right now within the equity markets. And overall, a domestic equity still remains our primary asset class. Definitely worth having the conversation of, if any small cap exposure is prevalent, what to maybe be doing there. But besides that, pretty much all remains the same at this time. So, we will continue to keep you updated on what we see on this video, as well as in our daily equity report, pardon me. And as always, if you have any questions, feel free to call the analyst team at 804-320-8511. Hope everyone has a wonderful Friday and a wonderful weekend.